Welcome to The Tasting Glass, a segment of the Taproom Exclusive where I give you a taste of what's brewing in the craft beer world. I'm your host, Dean Zarbaugh. Today's show is brought to you by Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News. Follow Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News on Facebook at facebook.com/NEOCBN. Our friends at Masthead Brewing Company have announced the release of two Taproom Exclusive cans on Saturday, May 12th. The beers are Two Trick Pony, which is described as a double dry hop, double New England IPA with 8.2% ABV. It will retail for $19.99 plus tax per 4-pack with a limit of 6 4-packs packs per person. The other beer is Mosaic Vice, which is described as a New England IPA single hopped with Mosaic hops and has a 6.9% ABV. It will retail for $17.99 plus tax per 4-pack with a limit of 6 4-packs packs per person. Doors will open at 11 a.m. Complimentary coffee will be provided to those in line courtesy of Masthead and Six Shooter Coffee. They will start distributing the 4-pack tickets to those in line around 9:45 a.m. For more information, check out Masthead's Facebook page at facebook.com/mastheadbrewingco. Speaking of Masthead, they have been named by Beer Advocate as one of the 50 best breweries to open in 2017. Congratulations to everyone at Masthead. My friend Mark Bona from Cleveland.com is reporting that 9 different Ohio breweries took home 10 awards from the World Beer Cup in Nashville. The competition is held in conjunction with the Craft Brewers Conference. Some of the winners include Fatheads and Columbus Brewing Company. You can check out the full list of winners at Cleveland.com. It was a big week for Ohio as Rick Armin from the Akron Beacon Journal reports that 4 Ohio breweries took home medals from the 2018 San Diego International Beer Competition. Winners include Seventh Son and Sibling Revelry. For a full list of the Ohio winners, visit ohio.com. The News Herald is reporting that the Menor Public Library will be hosting a program on the history of Cleveland's early breweries on May 10th at 6:30 p.m. at Menor Public Library's main branch located at 8215 Menor Avenue. The program is free and open to all. You can sign up to attend at menorpl.org or call the library at 440-255-8811, extension 247. Great Lakes Brewing Company will be hosting a pop-up vinyl shop at their Ohio City Tap Room on May 10th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. Stop by the tasting room and shop from a mix of new, used, and rare records from the good people at Blue Arrow Records, Brittany's Record Shop, and Loop and Tremont. There will also be music trivia starting at 9 p.m. and much more. The event is free and open to the public. For more information, go to facebook.com/Great Lakes Brewing Co. Platform will be holding a Taproom exclusive can release on Saturday, May 12th. Don't Slow Down is billed as a New England IPA. Doors open at 10 a.m. at both the Cleveland and Columbus locations. There is no case limit per customer. 16-ounce 4-packs to go will retail for $14.99. Rick Armin of the Akron Beacon Journal is reporting that the upcoming Stark County Beer Trail has landed on a name. The Lincoln Highway Ale Trail. The trail is modeled after the Summit Brew Path and is hoping to begin soon. You can read the full details at ohio.com. That'll do it for this week's edition of The Tasting Glass. Be sure to check out my feature on Catawba Island Brewing Company's Seiche Scottish Ale at thetaproomexclusive.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. Follow the show on Twitter at Taproom Podcast and like the show's Facebook page at facebook.com/thetaproomexclusive. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at the Taproom Exclusive. As always, this is Dean Zarbaugh telling you to please drink responsibly.